No story today. I've been gone for a long time. A lot has happened in my personal world and in the world at large. So, you know, let's just jump right on into it. Welcome to the light. Welcome to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I use the Light Podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I hope that while I'm doing that, I am able to inspire you and others to follow in your own path and do whatever you can to light up your own space by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am learning a lot on this crazy journey to adulthood, and I would love, love, love to have people join me on this journey. In doing that, I want to be able to build a community, and you can help. If you like the Light Podcast, please be sure to rate 5 stars and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and share with 3 friends. But enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. Today's episode is about freedom. That freedom, the theme, is inspired mainly because today is Juneteenth. It is June 19th, 2020. That's right, folks. 155 years that we celebrate the last slaves being declared free and celebrating their freedom in Galveston, Texas. And I am learning a lot. That's actually something I learned today. For a while, I've kind of heard of Juneteenth. It's not something that I've ever, I think, actively celebrated or actively knew about besides like an episode of Blackish or something like that. But with everything going on, everyone is taking special time today to educate and to celebrate the day and to celebrate the freedom in a lot of ways that we're still fighting. So I wanted to give nod and acknowledgement to that. But the theme of this is freedom, I think, just in my freedom as an individual, right, as well as being a Black woman. There's so many things that are going on first in my personal world and then also in the world at large. So I'm just going to go, you know, piece by piece, we're gonna take it kind of slow, go through each thing that's going on, what's going on in my world, what's going on in the outer world is affecting me, how I'm navigating through that. All right, let's do it. So for starters, and it's crazy too, let me backtrack. I've recorded a couple of episodes before the reason I just didn't want to post them. I even posted one and took it right back down. Don't know what that's about. I've been really self-conscious, I think, about just posting in general, but here we are. So for starters, May 7th, 2020, I graduated from Clemson University. Yeah, with my Master's of Education. Officially, hooded, officially all of that. I actually enjoyed my ceremony. It was virtual, totally different than how I anticipated celebrating, but I really enjoyed it. And, you know, now I can honestly say that I think I prefer virtual graduations. You don't worry about no traffic. You don't have to worry about anybody traveling there. You save money and you really get to scream as loud as you want to because nobody can hear you. And you get to be belligerent or whatever. And it's just great. And I think my family enjoyed it as well. And also, I think specifically because of coronavirus, graduates got a special type of care that I think you always do when you graduate. But I think there was a special care given the circumstances, so I felt extra special. And I wasn't exhausted by the end of it, because graduations, I've been through 2, are generally exhausting. And I didn't have all that moving and hustle and bustling. So I enjoyed it, and I got to celebrate with great people, you know, partied, you know, hard, you know. But it was a good time, and I'm still celebrating. I'm celebrating for the rest of the year. But for me, that is freedom in a way of achievement, right? Of setting a goal that I actually took a risk, right? Graduate school, as you know, was a risk for me to take. And so accomplishing that and knowing that I did that was a freedom and achievement. I felt accomplished with that. And very, very soon, almost immediately after, I received my offer for my first full-time job in higher education. And I've officially, for real, started working kind of for real this week. and I've decided to stay in higher education. I know that's been a question in the past for me. I think I've shared it on here. And I no education is for me. I know that for certain. But there were moments where I was like, well, you know, maybe it's K-12, right? Maybe it's higher ed. I don't know. I'm open to anything. And kind of the way it worked out, and I think where my heart is at is still in higher education. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, a lot of people that need us. And I just think that's where I'm supposed to be for this season, for this time. So I'm just, you know, doing, I feel like, what I'm being led to do. And so, yeah, that's that working. And, you know, freedom with work is money and being able to get it and being able to have a decent amount that is more than grad school money. But that's freedom in its own way, too. And so talking about money, I've mentioned on here my journey for debt freedom, but the big thing with that for me is financial freedom just in general. And so being debt free is a part of that ultimate journey to get to that financial freedom. And it's really almost like a spiritual thing that I'm going through, but learning all the things. And I'll probably, as I go through my debt free journey, I'm going to go in more detail and more specifics about things that I'm doing. I've recorded an episode on that too. But the biggest things, the biggest updates, obviously the job that provides me opportunities to do more. And I paid off my credit card. I'm doing the debt snowball. And so my credit card, actually, it was the second thing on my list, and I've accomplished it. The next couple are going to be major. My car and loan and student loans are going to be the big, big ones. But I'm ready to tackle them. I have momentum. I have energy. But I do want to celebrate all of the little accomplishments that I make along the way. So that was huge for me this week. And getting, I think I've also been thinking about the future. So thinking something of, I typically didn't when I worked full time, like retirement, right? Like how to set myself up in a way that makes sense. And also when I signed up for like even benefits, right? Like just the benefits that you get with your job. The first time I did it, I honestly don't even know what I signed up for. I couldn't tell you what my benefits were. This time I was very meticulous about like what I was getting, right? Even my salary, like what that was, how I was going to work with that, how to, you know, advocate and do those things. But also with that, okay, what do I need to get? What benefits are going to cover me in the way that I need to be covered, right? What retirement plans, what all of those things mean, I actually know. And so I'm ashamed almost to say that I didn't know, but I didn't, girl. And so now I know, and now I'm moving in that. So I'm also thinking really 10 years down the line, like what my life, what I want it to look like, and how to kind of start setting it up. We know things don't go according to plan, but having a plan, I think, is better than nothing, better than just winging it. I'm in this point of my life that I'm trying to be as intentional as possible with every single thing that I do. And so it's better for me to not just be willy-nilly. I'm, you know, like, okay, this is the goal. This is what we're doing. Building, essentially. And so that's the big piece. So those are my big updates. Graduating job, financial freedom. Those are the big updates that are taking place. And so lastly, the freedom for me within myself. So for starters, I'm not going to go in a whole bunch of detail. The events that are going on specifically after the murders of all three, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor. Those are the ones that are being the most brought to our attention. There are several others, including Tony McDade, and as well as a lot of murders of Black women, Black trans women, and just a lot. It's just been a lot. It's just been a lot going on. And for the first week for George Floyd, for me, when that video was released, I still haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it. I don't need to see it, but it was a lot. And so taking breaks and trying to figure out for me how to take care of myself and not try to be superwoman and educate everybody and do all this, just taking care of myself. And so for me, self-preservation, honestly, has been how I'm getting through it. It's my work, right? Thinking about going into my new job, especially at the place that I'll be working, I need to go in with energy, right, to be able to support students, and I cannot be burned out before I get there. And so the work is always going. It never stops. But in order for me to do that work in the to the best of my ability, I need to be able to go in there with a mind that's not burnt out. So I've been taking care of myself, okay? I've been taking care of myself. So what that looks like in practical terms, I get on social media. So I have the limits. I always have the limits on my phone, but I be ignoring them. You know, the screen time limits, like I turn it off when I'm disobeying or I'm like just if you've ever had the screen time limit, you could, like, remind you of 15 minutes or just ignore it for the rest of the day. That's what I've been doing. But over the last, I'd say, week or so, I've been very intentional about limiting my time. I've even changed my screen to black and white. And it works. It's effective. And it limits how much I'm on there. And I, at 10 o'clock every night, it's a no social media zone. So my phone is no longer, I don't sleep with my phone in the bed. I've done this before and it's helpful. I put it away from me and I just go to sleep. And I sleep so much better as a result. So that's one thing. Another thing that I've been doing is journaling. Super helpful. I got, for one of my graduation gifts, was from a good friend, I got a nice, beautiful journal, and I've been committing myself to journal every day. And right before I journal, I actually, the other thing that I do is meditate. And meditation is hard, and so that's why I typically, my goal for this year is to meditate, and I've been failing miserably, and it's hard, but the thing is, just doing it, right, is better than nothing. My mind, do whatever she wants to do, but sometimes I actually get to, like, this is so ratchet, but I'm not recording that again. Anyway, so, yeah, so freedom. So meditation, the top three things that I've been doing for my personal freedom, limiting my time on social media, especially during these times. Meditation and journaling have been my saving grace, and just finding peace wherever I can. So for me, I've been home really primarily for what, like a month and a half almost. And my mom, the way she has our patio set up, I'm in transition, and the way she has our patio set up is gorgeous. She has the most beautiful flowers. The cushions are beautiful. The umbrella, our backyard is beautiful. And so that's where I meditate. That's where I journal. That's where I, sometimes I just go to eat, listen to podcasts, just sit and think and be in my thoughts, talk to her. And it's been my place of solace. And so my takeaway from that is, it's so simple. It's something that has existed my whole life, but we've never used it in the way we have this year. And I'm finding so much peace in that. So that's been a place of freedom for me. That's been a place of solace, a place for me to kind of get back to myself. So I encourage, wherever you can, find that. Sometimes that place is my room. Sometimes it's the bathroom, like wherever it might be. I don't think it matters, but the patio is where it is for me. And that's been super, super helpful. So, yeah, you know, just being free, free to be myself, free to be unapologetically myself, free enough to know what's best for me, right? What's best for what I need to do, for who, how I need to show up, what I need to show up in the most appropriate ways and most effective ways. And being unapologetic about that and just doing what I got to do to take care of Amira so that I can continue to spread the light. See what I did there? Hey, the light to others, to light up my own space, and also to see the light at the end of my own tunnels. So that's really where we are. I'm gonna try to be consistent with these. I be saying that all the time. Whatever, whenever I post, is just when I'm gonna post. But I wish you all nothing but love, peace, and happiness for your weekend. Happy Juneteenth, and we will be back, and we're gonna be doing that thing, getting back to it. Okay, I'm out.